Hello, friends. I just wanted to share a guided meditation that I just recorded live, and it's really about two types of focus. First of all, focusing on an object of meditation, in this case, some guided imagery, bringing light down through the body, and then going to more of an objectless meditation where you're just letting the attention rest in an ongoing state of presence and then noticing when that attention collapses. So I hope you enjoy this. It's a little bit different. If you do enjoy it and you're listening on YouTube or Spotify or somewhere that you can leave a comment, just let me know and I can try and share more like it. So I hope this is useful and happy meditating. We can start with just settling into the body, bringing the attention in. You can let the eyes close if that's comfortable, or just kind of rest gently open. The loose gaze. We'll start off by feeling into the sensations of the body resting on the seat or the cushion or the bed, whatever you're resting on. So just feeling the contact. And allowing the whole rest of your body to relax. So if you're sitting on a chair and you're feeling the contact between your seat area, maybe your legs, and the chair, what does it feel like to imagine that the whole rest of your body is just heavy, it's loose, it's relaxed, and all the weight of the body has dropped down into that seat area and the legs, maybe your feet on the floor. When you pretend that that's happened, maybe you feel the muscles of the back just relax and open. Maybe you can feel the muscles of the lower abdomen relax and open. Maybe you can feel the muscles of the shoulders relax and open. Muscles of the face relax and open. For the next few breaths, you could imagine with every in-breath, you're just bringing in fresh air. As you breathe in, it kind of sweeps all through the body. If there's anxiety, if there's stress, whatever else might be going on, you can imagine that fresh air coming in and kind of jostling those energies. Getting them unstuck so that with the out breath, you can just release them. Breathe them out into space. It's your mind that keeps stress going. It's your mind that keeps anxiety or sadness, whatever it is. We keep them stuck after those emotions come up. So now it's the mind that just releases that energy so that it can transform into the next thing. In and out. And on that out breath, see what happens if you imagine just settling a little more deeply. Just allowing the whole body to be heavy as you release whatever is going on, stress, anxiety that might keep you from being able to relax into this meditation. Settling, relaxing. Maybe you feel the attention just shift lower in the body, too. So that the mind is seated, as it were, maybe not in your forehead, but in your heart, in the center of the belly. Just letting it sink deep into the body. The mind's natural state is to be relaxed and open. So all we're doing is just a little clearing out exercise so the mind can function more naturally. And now bring the attention to the heart center. And from here, we can make a request to the sacred, the wise part of ourselves. It's always there, but we might not recognize it. We can just request this part of ourselves to show up and help us. Help us cultivate the skill of focus in this meditation. Help us cultivate an open, spacious mind that reconnects us with this true, deep nature of wisdom, of sacredness. So now, supported by some very deep aspect of ourselves, we can maybe imagine that aspect as an orb of light above the crown of the head. Or if you'd like to think of this deep, wise, sacred aspect of yourself as taking a form. Could be a spiritual figure, could be someone important and meaningful in your life, like a grandmother, a pet even. Or just an orb, that's fine too. And you can imagine that in response from this orb or this figure in front of us, in response to our deep wish to really reconnect with our true nature through learning to focus and settle the mind, this figure, this orb, sends a beam of light out to us, sort of like liquid light. It pours down and it touches the crown of the head. And we just have a sense of welcoming it. Welcoming this flow of liquid light down into the crown of the head. And we feel that this light pours all through the cells of the head, dissolving every cell to light. And every cell as it dissolves into light, you can just have this sense that it opens. There's no borders on this cell. It just becomes boundless light. And any emotional or energetic or physical gunk within that cell is completely dissolved. So this light spreads through the entire head area. The brain dissolves to light. The skull dissolves to light. The scalp, the face, the muscles of the face. The skin, everything dissolves to light. And then this light flows down into the neck and throat region, dissolving every single cell, bones, muscles, trachea, esophagus, everything dissolves to light. Skin, fatty tissues. Light, all of it light. This light flows down now into the shoulders, dissolving every single cell. And if those cells were holding any tension, anxiety, stress, all of that is just dissolving into boundless light, opening. Radiant. You can imagine this light flowing down now through the shoulders into the upper arms, dissolving every single cell of the bones, the bone marrow, the muscles and tendons and fatty tissues and skin. Tiny hairs on the skin, everything dissolves to light. And it flows down through the elbows, into the lower arms, through the wrists, into the hands, all the way out to the fingertips, till everything is dissolved to light. Open, spacious, radiant. And then returning to the shoulders, we can feel that light now flowing down into the chest area and the upper back, dissolving every single cell of the heart, of the lungs, the bones, muscles, fatty tissues. Skin, everything dissolves to light. And this light flows down now into the upper abdomen and the mid back, dissolving every single cell, all the organs of this area. Stomach and liver and kidneys, all dissolving into light, muscles, bones, everything dissolves. Open, spacious light. And this light flows down into the lower back and the lower abdomen. Again, dissolving every single cell. Digestive organs, reproductive organs, muscles, bones. Everything dissolves to light. We can feel that light flowing through the hips and the pelvic region, dissolving every single cell to light. The seat area, the thighs, down through the knees and the lower legs, the ankles, the feet, all the way to the toes, dissolving everything to light. So this light is flowing all the way from the crown of the head, down through the tips of the fingers, down through the tips of the toes, just the whole body washed with liquid light. And now we'll bring the attention back to the center of the abdomen, to the dantian. And if it's helpful, you can start by just imagining that center, that chakra in the body, completely full of light, completely radiant. And it's like your consciousness is resting right inside that chakra itself. And in terms of focus, we can shift from the focus being kind of dualistic, where we're noticing a certain part of the body and we're imagining a certain storyline, cells dissolving, etc. And now we're just allowing the attention, the focus to rest and to open into that chakra. So instead of feeling that there's a me or a self that's looking at that chakra, we're just the mind resting and opening into that space of the chakra. So this is the challenge for the next few minutes. See what it feels like to rest the mind, and maybe it feels dualistic. That's fine. You can try noticing that chakra, but maybe sometimes the mind feels like it's just resting in the chakra, the dantian, the center of the abdomen. And the more the mind rests, the more it lets go of holding to an object, the more you can notice the spaciousness of the mind, the more the natural radiance of the mind just fills up your awareness. So for the next few minutes, we'll just see what it feels like to rest in that state. And fall out of it and come back to it, but mostly the curiosity is just, what does it feel like in this state? Maybe your mind is just a little bit more open or just a little bit more radiant. What does that feel like? Maybe you have moments of the mind just kind of accidentally completely releasing and feeling very spacious and radiant. What does that feel like? Here's really important inquiry to add to this time of spaciousness. Once you've had some taste of a little bit more openness, a little bit more spaciousness in the mind, then try to notice when the mind collapses onto a thought. Realistically, you might just be noticing when you're waking back up out of that thought, but really see if you can notice what does that collapsed state feel like compared to the open state. Both of them will give you interesting and important data. So just take a couple of minutes and notice that difference. Especially during this practice of cultivating an open, luminous, spacious mind, it's a great time to call on your sacred self, your wise self, and get a little help with this practice. And as we come toward the end of the practice, you can just take a moment and feel some appreciation, some connection for this deep, wise, sacred aspect of yourself that's helped in this practice. And then invite that orb or that figure above the crown of your head. If it's a figure, just let it go ahead and dissolve into light, dissolve back into an orb. And now invite that orb, that light, down into your body, into your heart center. If you'd like, you can place your hands over your heart center. Just put your attention there. Feel that connection with your true self, as it were. The self that is no self, just the luminosity of your own mind. And as we come back up out of the practice, if you'd like to dedicate the merit and to use a Buddhist sense or Buddhist expression, you can just think of some small phrase, some small sentence like, may the impact of this practice continue to ripple out through my life. May I come to know my own true nature and see that true nature in everyone else too. And finally, you can begin to come back up out of the meditative state. Maybe blink the eyes open if they've been closed. Maybe move a little bit. And hopefully carry some spaciousness into the rest of the day.